Bringing you everything under the Disney umbrella. Network 1901.
Hey, the Networkers, Shannon here. So today's story is from Marie Claire of What the Force Show. Through this podcast, she has talked to so many amazing people throughout Star Wars fandom and even within Star Wars itself, like Jason Fry, Claudia Gray, the list goes on. And she has done so much amazing work in trying to make this fandom a more inclusive place through all of the various projects that she's been invested in. If you haven't checked her out, you definitely need to. But first, we have her Star Wars story. So, welcome to episode 7 of Lipstick and Lightsabers.
Hey everyone. Star Wars is such a huge part of my life, and to think of where it even began. I've told this story on my podcast before, but you know, how I got into Star Wars is basically I've always had it in my life. My parents were both of the nerdy kind. My dad actually designed role-playing games and was into history and pulp fiction, especially he read as a kid. And so when anything sort of science fiction ever came out, he would be the first in the theater. My mom would come along with him, but maybe wasn't into it as much as him. I was born sort of just before Return of the Jedi came out. So I was one of those kids that, you know, had it on in the background of my life the whole time. As soon as it came out on Betamax, like some of my first memories are, you know, laying in front of the TV with the Betamax playing one of the original trilogy movies. And that was my world. You know, we had a few of the toys. My brother especially had, you know, some of the action figures, but we weren't very well off. Like, you know, we didn't have a lot of money. So, you know, maybe we played with our Legos and they represented the different characters. And I for sure played with my friends who had a few guy friends who let me play Star Wars with them, and I was always Leia, and I always had like a wrapping tape paper tube that we would play, and I would always have a lightsaber, and we would have a lightsaber fight with our wrapping paper tubes, which usually destroyed wrapping paper that my mom was saving from Christmases to be used again. Also, growing up in Canada, everywhere that we went was Hoth, playing out in the schoolyard or playing in the backyard. You know, maybe a bike that was left out there, or, you know, a lawn chair that was left out during the winter would end up becoming Echo Base. It was ingrained in my childhood, but I remember when it became really real for me was when my dad, and I think I was about 10, started to run a Star Wars West End Games RPG for me and a couple of my friends and my friend's dad. So we were young and, you know, it was kind of like a two families coming together, kids, dads, running this RPG and playing these characters. And I remember specifically I chose the kid template, and I look back on it now and the kid is almost exactly like Ezra. He or she, and I played a female character, had a slingshot and a pet animal that could or could not be dead and was most likely force sensitive. You know, had a really good knack for getting into sticky situations and getting out of them and, you know, maybe breaking into things, etc. So I loved that game. It was always so much fun. And so when the original trilogy came back into theater, my dad and I went to every single one of them opening weekend. We had to drive an hour to the theater that would actually show them, because we lived in a small town outside of a major city. We would drive in, we would spend time talking about what was going on in my life. And that's why I'm very adamant about the concept that Star Wars is just as much about experiencing it as who and how you experience it. Some of my best memories are about experiencing it with friends or with my family, especially my dad. And now that my dad has passed and some of my friends that I used to play with have, you know, passed away as well, it's how I remember those times and in some ways live up to the lessons that Star Wars is always trying to teach us.
Oh boy.
I am a very engaged fan. Since the moment that my husband, Kyle Gould, who started his own podcast 6 months before I did, said, "Why don't you stop talking to me and start a podcast already?" I have thrown myself into this world. It's not like I wasn't engaged before. I used to tweet especially about Star Wars Rebels. I used to tweet David W. Collins with music questions, you know, especially from my personal account. I have always been interested in this. I was heavily involved in the fan fiction world as far as just being a contributing reviewer for beta reading and as well reading people's fanfic. I was heavily involved in RPGs. I've played many, many board games to do with Star Wars. I've played many video games. I've always been around. I just maybe haven't taken on a public fan role until now. And now that I've done that, oh boy, have I done it. So last year, I started What the Force. And I started to really get myself out there and say, hey, you know, I love Star Wars and I want to create a podcast about, you know, understanding it better. And What the Force seemed to fit that from a name perspective. So it's not just about, you know, what is Star Wars all about, but it's about what is this interesting thing that has been created from a fandom perspective. I think it's just my way of processing Star Wars and why it's so meaningful in my life. And I'm constantly surprised that people are interested in coming along for the journey. So seriously, thank you. If you listen to What the Force or if you're considering it, I really, really appreciate it. I feel like we do a really good job of putting together a show. Primarily, it is me doing most of the work. I get a lot of support from Ty Black, who is a co-host on our Power of Myth and Symbolism episodes and shows up occasionally on other episodes. And the guys, Liam Rathgaber and James Dalton, show up occasionally to do roundtables and special topics. And they support me emotionally, but maybe not so much with work. So I do all the editing and pretty much all of the decision making for the show itself, which seems insane because I host every single episode and then edit every single episode. I've gotten better at it. So thank you for those people that actually listened to my first episodes and stuck with it. I have some hopes for the future with regards to What the Force. I want to continue to explore different interesting topics, especially from a meta-analysis perspective. Continue to talk, especially with a female voice in this fandom. I think that that's really, really important. I mean, this is a great segment as an example of things that are going on. The second project that sort of that's involved in the fandom is called HoloNet Radio. I started it about 6 months ago, and I haven't had enough time to really engage and get it going, but it is a place by which podcasts related to Star Wars can list themselves, and it makes them easier to find and search based on categories and topics. Additionally, there is diverse categories by which you can find representative voices that can help you maybe connect with different hosts and contributors of those podcasts in a more meaningful way. This is based on my friend Tess's site RPG Casts, which does a similar thing, but for RPG actual play podcasts. HoloNet Radio is still very new, and from a project perspective, I haven't been able to give enough time to it, but you know, I'm looking for people who are interested in supporting or helping with that. It is a passion project entirely, so maybe not as driven as other things that I have dedicated myself to, but I'm hoping to expand it in the future. The third major thing that I've done for the fandom, which has actually just come out when this episode will be released, is an audio drama called Fangirls, and it's focused on a group of friends that have discovered that a showing of episode 9 will be in 3 days from now. And they jump in the car and drive across the country. The cool thing about this group of friends is that they only know each other virtually, and their friendship is incredibly deep for just knowing each other virtually. I feel like it's a very genuine look into especially the female fandom as it is right now and how much it has become its own fandom space virtually, especially on online, on Twitter, on Tumblr, you know, in other social media platforms, and how women have had to, in some ways, band together and recognize and stand strong that they are fans. And this was all inspired by, you know, Star Wars The Last Jedi. Many women, although they considered themselves fans before that point, weren't willing to step into the public fandom space until a movie, The Last Jedi, actually spoke to them. So this audio drama, which the first episode is already out, the next episode will be coming out later on in April, will be in 8 parts. And I'm very excited for everyone to listen to it. And hopefully it gives a little bit of love to all of the fangirls out there. Star Wars is very impactful in my life. I think about it almost every single day. I feel like maybe before the podcast, I was only thinking about it every second day, but it was still always there. And it's because of the questions that draw back to the very fundamental philosophical questions we ask ourselves as humanity. Perhaps it's my own brain and it's my way of avoiding existential dread or something like that, but my brain needs to be busy all the time. And I look at Star Wars as almost a puzzle to be solved that I'm constantly working on in the back of my brain. So that involves thinking about, oh, what are the interconnectivities between different books that are now in canon? What are these parallels to other writing and story structures or genres that we've seen in the past? How is this fandom influencing, you know, where Star Wars will go? I ask myself these questions all the time because from a meta perspective, what is Star Wars as a company venture for Lucasfilm and for Disney? What does that mean for the world? And what does it mean for the story itself when we start to deep dive into character ideas and concepts? It keeps me busy. I would say that it's kind of an all-encompassing hobby that I have taken on. And I mean, the entire point of starting with The Force was just to have a chance to speak with people about Star Wars every week. And I'm very happy to do that. I'm very much looking forward to really everything with Star Wars. I feel like they have really mastered the cross-media, cross-marketing platform extravaganza. The lead up to 9 itself probably will be the highlight of my year. I'm looking forward to The Mandalorian, which is in concept, the idea of a bounty hunter on a TV show was something that was originally pitched by George way back at the late 2000s, and now we're finally getting it, which is amazing. I'm looking forward to new people taking on this Star Wars journey. Rian Johnson's trilogy, learning more about that. Resistance Season 2, a whole new take on Marvel and what we're going to get from a storytelling perspective, filling in the gaps. They've been doing a really amazing job of giving us character insight through the comic platform. I'm also very much looking forward to books and Master and Apprentice, which I believe I will have my hot little hands on by the time this episode comes out, which is really exciting. And hopefully have gotten it signed by Claudia Gray. I'm really just looking forward to seeing, you know, how 9 wraps, how the universe itself maybe takes a sigh of relief. I mean, the Star Wars universe, not this universe. And resets maybe, or pivots or shifts to maybe a different story. I think that'll be really, really interesting. And I would be remiss if I didn't mention that I am ecstatic to hear John Williams' 9th Symphony for Star Wars for episode 9. So I think that's everything that I have thought of. On top of everything, I'm looking forward to the fandom itself, especially women in the fandom stepping forward and, you know, saying loud, saying proud, hey, I'm a fan, I'm here, and this is my space.
You've been listening to Lipstick and Lightsabers, presented by Network 1901. The story was from Marie Claire Gould, and you can find her at Marie C. Gould or at WT4Show. If you'd like to be part of the show, you can send in your Star Wars story at lipsticklightsabers1901@gmail.com. I'd like to give a special thank you to our patrons for making this show happen, and if you want to reach out to us, you can find the network at Network1901, this show at lip_lightsabers, and myself at McCarter Shannon. I'll see you next time. Bye!